for the past 4 years, we've been battling on the issues of a passage of the Petroleum Industry Bill that can restore hope into the Nigerian oil and gas sector as the main economic sector of the nation. Today, as it stands, that's been like a dream not coming to reality. The National Assembly is yet to pass the Industry Bill, the PIB, and that is also causing a lot of challenges in terms of the system. And rightly, today, the oil price globally is down, and that brings us to the question why the nation's refineries are not functioning properly and why turnaround maintenance has not also taken place on these refineries. We deem it necessary at this point to call on government to be responsible to the citizens of Nigeria to make sure that turnaround maintenance are carried out on the refineries and that we're able to start refining a petroleum product locally instead of depending on importation and the payment of subsidies, which is fraudulent.
Mr. Ashe, these are some major issues that you are concerned about. One would think that it would take a long time for any government to implement these concerns. Do you mind giving the government some time to do so?
I do not know when people keep saying these issues will give government a long time to solve. This issue of the turnaround maintenance started even when Obasanjo took over as the president of this country. And we're talking about a new election coming up in 2015. And I keep asking myself, just as you're asking, is government really committed in terms of making sure life improves in the common man's environment? So that is where we find ourselves today.
I'm just looking at the list of demands. I think one of them is that you want the government to improve the country's bad road networks. One would say, why not stick to issues that relate to oil? What does it have to do with road network?
The only way tankers can haulage petroleum products from the west, from the south, to down north, the road. And our roads are totally out of place. The roads are all bad. You'll be hearing a situation where tankers will fall off the roads, and then there are explosions, loss of lives, and this keep going on every month, every day.
Why go on strike during this holiday season? Because your strike might hurt the ordinary Nigerians. Are you not concerned about that?
I'm really concerned about that. And I want to tell you outrightly that Nigerians are even fed up with the situations of things in this country in terms of the natures of the roads, in terms of no availability of this petroleum product, in terms of the continuous payment of fraudulent subsidy payments to a few Nigerians, mortgaging the future of Nigeria. Nigerians are also tired in terms of the payment of illicit electricity bills. We are paying illicit fraudulent light bills. And government in power and the various agencies responsible are still not committed to these issues.